innocence that all the rain promises.
KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. I'm pretty excited to be joined now by Chris Keating, lead singer of Yeasayer, who is on his way to Coachella. Where are you now, dude?
Right now I'm in Brooklyn, New York. But in about 3 hours, I'll be at the airport. And then, you know, 6 hours later, I'll be in L.A.
Now, I looked at your tour lately, and you're not moving around too much. So this is going to be kind of a frantic weekend for you in the midst of not having too many shows lately, right?
Yeah, fortunately, we did. You know, we came back from Australia, and that was kind of the end of, like, a big bulk of album touring. And but, you know, the opportunity to play Coachella is always great.
Now, you've played Coachella, I believe, once before, right, in 2010?
Yeah, that's right.
So what did you learn the first time that you will use this time going into Coachella?
God, I'm bringing it like a hat, you know? Like a, I see, all, you know, you go there and you see, like, all these really pretty girls with the really big hats and the sunglasses. I didn't have a hat or sunglasses. So I was just, like, withering away, you know, in the sun. So I'm going to bring a hat, sunglasses. I'm going to be so ready. I'm going to wear those little jean shorts that all the girls wear. You know,
the jorts.
Very bohemian. It doesn't look good on me. It looks good on them, but, you know.
Well, do you have a Coachella outfit planned? I feel like that's, like, a big part of people's Coachella experience is knowing what they're going to wear.
Man, I wish. I was just thinking about that today. Like, I was like, I don't have anything. I got a t-shirt, and I got some jorts, and that's it.
Well, we're very excited to see you. The set times, I believe, were released this morning. You're 7:55 on Saturday at the outdoor stage, which is pretty late, so I believe the sun will be down by then. It's probably later than you played in 2010, right?
I believe so. We were kind of in the middle of the day in a tent. And, you know, I think actually on the other, you know, not even at the festival, we were just playing like 5 hours away in someone's backyard last time. So this time it's a real honor. Now, yeah, we were like, we were in the middle of the day, you know, it was pretty good. It was actually a really good crowd last time. So, you know, hope it's the same.
Cool, man. Do you get any time to enjoy the festival, or are you kind of in and out?
Yeah, you know, because since it's the 2 weekends, we're kind of hanging around. Like, I'm gonna go out to go for a drive, go out to drive all the way to Sedona, Arizona.
Wow.
And then back. But yeah, you know, I kind of hang around. I know the lineup. I don't know who's playing at what time. I gotta check that out.
Can you give us a little bit of the vibe of, like, the artist area or the backstage section of Coachella? I mean, you see all these bands that you probably respect or are friends with. I mean, what's it like hanging out with all of these, you know, mega indie superstars?
There's some often a general perception of what, like, the backstage is like at, you know, shows or festivals, and how it's, like, you know, crazy and awesome and glamorous and really fun. And many times that is not the case. But I gotta say, in this particular festival at Coachella, that is the case. Like, it is kind of glamorous and fun, and there's beautiful people back there. And I don't know, like, last year we were just kind of, you know, like, hanging out with Jay-Z and Beyonce, and it was pretty weird, you know. Like, Danny DeVito, I think, was driving a little golf cart around. It's like stuff like that. This is like a very surreal, you know, Wayne's World type vision of what the backstage is like. Yeah, but then it's also kind of, it's cooler. But somehow they, you know, it's 120 degrees out in the kind of the main festival area, but it's kind of like a balmy 75, 80 degrees in the backstage. I don't know how they pull that off.
Somehow.
We're going to deal with the devil or something.
I saw you in the most random place in the world. I saw you play in Telluride, Colorado once a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super random. Most random show ever. There were about 10 people there, but I was one of them.
That was the strangest. Yeah, that was definitely a top five weirdest shows of all time. Middle of the winter. Telluride in, like, a tiny little, like, what was that place?
It was
like
the Sheridan Opera House.
Like a place
house.
For, like, little, yeah, to say the Opera House, that sounds, like, more grandiose. It sounds like, it's like a little place where cowboys would put on puppet shows.
Right. That's accurate.
Right? Like, I mean, it's in a cool way, in a very good way. Like, I really like that. Well, thank you for being there.
You're welcome. And I was going to say,
I think it was about half the population of the town at that point.
Yeah, kind of was. Now, that was probably a toned down version of Yeasayer, because there isn't a lot to do in that space. But from what I've heard in the big festival type setting, you guys get pretty psychedelic on stage. It's a bit of a spectacle. Do you want to just kind of describe that for people who haven't seen you and are going to this weekend?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's not always the case, but I think we have had tendencies to, you know, put on somewhat of an experiential kind of show. Like, that doesn't really mean anything what I just said, but I like the idea of a spectacle, and I like the idea of a certain type of light show. As long as it doesn't completely consume what we're doing,
right.
I think it's often interesting. So for Coachella, we have this really intricate sort of like mirrored crazy set that we built and that we're lugging all the way out to Coachella, I think, to probably use it for one last time.
Okay.
And it's just kind of amazing. I'm really excited about it.
Did you tweet a picture of one of those mirror pieces like you were giving it away? Did I see that on your Twitter?
Yes, maybe. We're trying to get rid of one.
What happened to that one? Why that one?
I don't know. Oh, because, it was never really used. It was kind of like, you build these sets or these kind of things, and they sort of evolve is more what happened for us. It wasn't like just there, you know, it kind of like it starts in this certain way. And so there's these pieces that don't work and we can't do anything with them.
It was one of the more random things I've ever seen. It's like an L-shaped, weird, like octagonal mirror. And your Twitter says, hey, guys, if you want to swing by this street, we've got it. I don't know who would show up for that particular piece, but I wish you well.
You know, you'd be surprised. I ended up with a piece of the Deal or No Deal set at my house.
What?
It was like a, I kind of sound like Kramer from like the Seinfeld episode. We ended up with it. It was like it had a big plexiglass piece of the set. I used to work in I don't know what it was, the film business or something.
Okay.
Building sets and things. So I remember this thing, but, you know, I put it online and I sold it.
That's
paid
impressive.
My rent for 2 months with that stupid plexiglass
That's
thing.
Actually really cool. All right, dude. We're very excited to see you this weekend. I should, of course, mention the new album is out. Longevity is the latest single, which, by the way, do you want to talk about the meaning of that song really quick? I mean, I'll recite the chorus. Live in the moment. Never count on longevity, please. Is it literal, or is there something behind that that we should know?
That's gonna that chorus lyric is quite simplistic, but I think the overall vibe. I really like the flow of the song and the sort of the verse lyrics and the way it leads up to that. And it was sort of just about various travel experiences that I'd had, you know, and that kind of that feeling of, you know, going around when you're going to different places and sort of the fleeting moment of, you know, experiencing things all in different parts of the world. You know, that kind of makes you feel like you're alive. At least it does for me.
I look forward to listening to it, keeping that in mind, actually. A Fragrant World is the name of the album. Longevity is the one that we're playing over here at KX93.5 right now. We spun Reagan Skeleton for a while, too, a while back, and people can grab it on iTunes or wherever. Chris Keating, lead singer of Yesayer, very excited to see you. 7:55 on the dot. Coachella at the Outdoor Stage, both Saturdays, this one and the following. Have a great show, man. We'll see you out there, and congrats on getting back there.
Thanks a lot.
Karma, nice and, if I go so-